Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see.
Yep.
It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though.
Be patient.
Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, August 4, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
That's how Ray be doing me too. He's not saying nothing so.
You hear me?
Good morning, TNT. Oh my God. Man. I gotta tell you guys, it's been a rough 24 hours, 48 hours. Information, escalation, anticipation. Crazy stuff. Anyway, Ray, did we send anything out?
No, nothing went out.
Okay, just so you guys know, I sent Ray some stuff yesterday after the call. I said, Ray, can you put this in the form? But evidently that didn't happen.
No, nope, that didn't happen. It didn't make it. Was this stuff we covered on the call?
No. Maybe it was. I don't know.
All right,
anyway, we'll go from we'll get it started. All right, guys. So, what are we looking for today? Crazy, crazy, crazy. Crazy stuff. Banks are expecting it, and I'll tell you guys this, by mid-month. That's what they gave me this morning. That's what they're looking at right now. A lot of good news out. A lot of good articles out this morning. Alcazine is staying on TV, telling people the process, what's happening. Everybody's talking about the exchange rate, why it needs to be changed now, why it needs to be changed back, what was the process. And I'm going to get into all of that. And it's really a good thing. It's all going through. So, other than that, I have heard from you guys again yesterday, today. I know everybody's depressed. Well, Danny might be the only one depressed. The rest of you are just anxious and everything else. But I can tell you, all the news says this is going to happen. The win is what we're looking for. But it's still going to happen. Well, I'm saying don't be depressed. We're going to be all right. All right? The other thing is some things, guys, I just can't control. I said some things, which means about 99.9%. I can't control. They just won't listen to me. They won't do what I tell them to do. They won't do it when I tell them to do it. So all I can do is help us understand and to our best of our knowledge where we are and why we are here. That's all. I can't force them to do anything. I wish I could. You can't force them to do anything. All we can do is be ready and have a plan to go when we do. All right. Now, there is a bit of an issue, and I told you guys the other day, and it came back. Other gurus, and I can't do anything about that either. I mean, I try to do it, but I can't. I try to say it. But you'll notice, and I've been saying it for years, you'll listen to this call, because none of them put out any information before this call. It always comes out after this call. That's when all the rest of them start putting out information. They take it. But I can't control how they put it out there or what it means or the mess they put out there. So I try to tell you guys to be careful because of what I'm hearing. There's people putting out erroneous information where they just don't know. So I told you guys about Fleming on Monday. And I guess there's some other ones who are following him, putting out the same. I can't control that. But this is what you should be concerned about because it's what they're concerned about. And don't take me. After the call on Monday, you guys saw he put out a whole blog about Tony and TNT and that we're drinking the Kool-Aid over here. And we don't know what's really going on. And we is me and you. We know it's Tony and TNT, but guys. It's crazy. I had to deal with it. This idiot put out case, you guys, that have seen that Biden is not the president. So he doesn't control this. Our government doesn't control it. Trump is still controlling the entire world, which is crazy to me. We know how our country works, so let's believe in what's real. Even though, I mean, Trump got two more days and he's going to be the president again. He's moving back into the White House, according to this idiot, and some more. And that doesn't help us, our process, or make us look good. Let me tell you guys something. I tell you I wasn't going to tell you. I wouldn't tell you last year. I'm going to tell you right today. Right today, I'm getting ready to tell you. These guys here that are running things right now are the guys who didn't want you to be involved in this. They were the guys who were going to remove you because idiots like this. This was even before Trump was president. They just said, no, the toothless crackheads, they're coming up with so much crazy stuff, and it's not going to be worth our time. And now this idiot and some others, and you know who they are putting out this nonsense. He had the nerve to tell everybody Biden's not the president. Biden is not in the White House. He's operating from a Tyler Perry set in Atlanta. We see him on TV all the time, right? Every news channel. But yet, he's not the real president. He's not in the White House. The administration is running. They're all putting on a show for us drinking the Kool-Aid. So the whole world is watching a Tyler Perry production of who is the president of the United States. And this is what this idiot is trying to convince people, along with sending your name, information, and your currency to some email that he's going to send you, that the bank's going to send out 12 million separate 800 numbers for everybody to call. It's your personalized 800 number. That's how stupid it is. And after you call, make your appointment, then you can give it to somebody else. But it was yours. It's the only one they're going to have. But after you make your call and give your, then you can give it to somebody else. Who does that make sense to? This is the things and stuff like this is what our government is concerned with, what the people are concerned with. And frankly, when an idiot is putting out stuff, it's something you should be concerned with. So I'm going to cut that off because I'm just going to say, if you guys are listening to it, paying attention to it, following it, then you're going to get exactly what you deserve. So I can be done with it. And he's not the only one. You'll see they pass around the same information. Oh, my contact agreed with Fleming's contact, agreed with his contact, my military guy, my DOD guy. They've been telling them for weeks, months. This country got paid, that country got paid, tier 1, 2, 3, the money is flowing. And next week, 2 weeks, we start all over again. Just be careful. But here's the thing. Yeah, I have to deal with that because I know it's a bunch of people that are bothered and concerned about it. And, you know, even though we didn't agree and Obama and Bush got us to stay in this thing, these idiots are playing with fire. The only problem is they're not going to burn themselves up. They're going to burn all of us up just being stupid because people are noticing that they're stupid. Yeah. All right. Sorry. Probably not a good way to start the call. But let's see what's good. But I decided the other day, I got to hear it. Y'all can hear some of this too. I mean, I get the complaints. I got to explain it to people all day long. This is why this idiot doesn't make sense. This is why this information, don't believe Tony. Go look up for yourself. If Biden, if the administration went there, you think Fox News would let that go every day, every time he walk out there without telling you guys they're not in the real White House? You think One America News would let that happen? Do you think Trump's biggest supporter would let that happen, huh? You don't think Putin would be all over the air telling everybody that it's fake, that they won't let Biden in the White House, that they won't let him in the Pentagon, that he can't even get on, you know, his own plane if he wants to? Hey, get out of here with that stupid shit. Anyway, I was going to tell you guys something else, but I forgot. Oh, let's get to the news. you can stop the stupid, because somebody asked me, how can we stop the stupid? Stop sending it out to people. Start questioning about it. If they're doing calls, they're doing that, ask them questions. Well, why is this? Just like I just asked you. Then why is he on the news? Why are we seeing him walking out the White House door? Why hasn't the rest of the world exposed him to it? Like, you and your little group are the only one knows that we had a fake government? How stupid are you? Anyway, again, let me go on to the news. Okay, don't ask me no more questions about that. Because don't nobody else want to hear it. Oh, I was trying to tell y'all something else. Yes, Obama's birthday is today. All right, so where are we at today and yesterday? And today, let me see. So, yeah, one of the videos told you guys we talked about last week that Iraq was welcoming to the WTO. That was last Monday, right? I did not talk about that. Where is that at? Where do we see that at? She just broadcast to the whole world, and then another one told you it was supposed to happen on Monday. Oh, no, Monday they're going to be accepted to the WTO. Well, news on Iraq says that Iraq is working towards membership with the WTO. Hopefully, just like we knew in June, July, they're trying to get it done by the end of this year. That's on their news this morning. They're trying to get it done by the end of the year. And I'm pretty sure I told you guys that last week, week before. People just put out information just to be putting it out there doing something. So, but they are working on it. That's a good thing. But that's the true fact. Do they need a rate to do it? Yes. Hopefully by the end of this year. That, in fact, will happen. So hold on a second. Okay, we there? All right. So that was my daughter calling me. If you guys don't know, I'll tell you, I will always take a call from her. I don't care what I'm doing. Because I just will. My daughter and my son. If you ever lost a child, you would understand. Anyway. So, yeah, I'll give you guys morning news now. So let me see. So we know that Kazemi came out yesterday. We talked about implementing the white paper, getting started. That's exactly what he's talking about today. Again, implementing the white paper. So they're talking about amending the national oil law, the economics and finance reforms, amending the white paper so the new rates and procedures would fit in there. What new rates and procedures are we talking about? That they approved in the budget. That they approved in the budget. Article out this morning, they're telling people the budget was approved on March 31st with a new rate. It just has not been implemented. That's what it says. It was approved on March 31st with a new rate. It's in black and white. It's being broadcast. Everybody already knew it. Everybody knows it. All we're waiting for it to be is implemented. Right? So Kazemi's talking about having the appropriate atmosphere to support the economic and financial reforms coming in the white papers. Okay, the appropriate atmosphere. He's saying they are starting implementing the reforms because they have worked on the corruption and they're at a point now where they can do it. The whole history. He said, we've had the plan. Members of Parliament have been fighting the plan. Corruption has been the reason we haven't been able to implement the plan. And now that we are implementing the plan, we've gone through, they've arrested people, they've shut down banks. They think they've done enough that they can now get started, even though those same forces are still fighting against it going through. They're fighting against it going through because they are benefiting. But what happened is time has exposed them. Time has exposed the fact that even though they changed the rate back in November, they didn't get to accomplish what they accomplished. How do they know? Because the currency market is right back where it was. Because they're putting out that they had imports of, they paid out $40 billion in imports, but they didn't accounting for it, and it only came up to $15 billion. Where's the other $25 billion? Currency smuggling, bribery, thievery was where the other $25 billion went to. They know it. They know who it is. So as they're making more and more things transparent, private, they're saying, okay, now that we know where everything is, let's start administering what we need to do to change it all. How long is it going to take? That's the question right now. But none of what they want to change and get started can happen if they don't have the money to do it. They're telling people, we're going to start the projects back up. Because we eliminated the ones that didn't, that were just taking the money. We shut them all down. We're going to restart some that we think are honest, good programs, and we're going to start the new ones. We're going to start hiring people. We're going to start paying for your, everything they're going to start doing that's in the white paper to change the economy costs money. They're saying they don't have. But here's the biggest thing, brightest thing that you guys want to know. They said they were going to change the rate in February when their reserves were at $90 billion. But because of everything that happened, they couldn't. They are saying right now the opportune time to change the rate is when their reserves reaches $80 billion. That's what it says. When it reaches $80 billion is the opportune time now. They're at $63 billion right now today. So we're going to see how long it takes. All right? Let me see. Ray, am I forgetting anything else? Probably. It'll come out as we go through. The banks said they think the middle of the month, they're going to be where we need to be. Our treasury guy is pretty quiet. We have not heard from our committee guy. Because everybody's basically quiet except for the banks. They are not at the location, though. They put them on standby. Now, towards the middle of the month, they'll probably go back on location. So, all right, Ray, let's get it started. Sure I forgot something because there was so much news today. Go ahead.
All right, we'll go to the questions. The Raven says, with China trying to make contract with Iraq for oil, does that affect the contract rate? It was explained many times by Tony that that was the reason for the contract rate being so high, as they were not allowed to purchase oil.
They were not allowed to purchase dinar. They've always been allowed to purchase oil. We can't cut them off from that. And they're number one exporter for Iraq. So, no, that doesn't change anything at all. They're doing the contract rate because they wanted the currency at a cheaper rate. If Iraq can charge them $70, $80 a barrel, and they can get our currency for $30 and pay them in their own currency when the rate changes, then they save all that. That was the whole reason behind that. They didn't want to get the oil. They could get oil from Iraq. They wanted to make the money, the profit, and get it at a cheaper rate. That's all of that. What's next?
BAP. Right, BAP says, today is my birthday. I have a special request. Because I have Tony saying happy birthday to me.
I don't know. Something must be wrong with you people. Ears. Happy birthday. Hold on, wait. Let me take a drink of water. I'm going to do it, though. Okay. You're going to get one quick verse. B-A-P, right? BAP?
Yep.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. That's all I can do.
Okay.
Okay, Wes.
Andy B. says, I am looking to start up a small business. I would like to put the house and other various items under a company name for asset protection. Can this be done under a DBA, or does it have to be an LLC or an S-Corp? Well, based on the choices you've just made, it's going to have to be an LLC or an S-Corp. It won't work under DBA because that's still you just doing business as, but it's not a separate entity. Of course, an LLC is not a separate entity either, but it acts like one for asset protection. But an S-Corp is a separate entity. And you can look at starting that business up in trust, if you like, and do all the same thing that you could do with it as an LLC or an S-Corp. Something for you to look into. You might like the differences. Okay, Felicia 1 says, any updates from Texas?
Yeah, they are complete idiots. Utterly, adorably, cutest little idiots you've ever seen in the world. All their buses got flat tires and they put out bad air. Now, that's all about Texas. Now, I got to tell you guys something. The reason I just made those comments, because bus lady told me she was glad I stopped singing. She just sent me a text. And the last thing you want to do is get in an argument with somebody who got a bigger voice than you do. Anyway, so that's all about Texas. I heard nothing from Texas. There's nothing going on. As usual, same boring jackasses. No, I'm just kidding. No, there's nothing going on in Texas. She got me started. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, that takes us to callers on the board. First caller, 512 area code. You are on.
Well, greetings, guys, from the ATX, Tony.
ATL?
Greetings.
ATX, Austin, Texas.
Oh, my God.
How are you guys today?
I'm super fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm super fantastic. I was just checking in to see if we had any more takers on our challenge. And then just to verify.
I was going to say, there are people doing it. But the day you did it now, I got to tell you, people who did do it, they were saying they were just meeting your challenge. I was just to meet her challenge. She can't show me up, but there are people doing it. But thank you. We appreciate it. You didn't come on last time, so I let you know. I think I did. Had 10 or 15 people meet your challenge when you made it. So thank you.
Cool. You are certainly welcome. And look, with all of this talk of the stupidity going around, there is no talk about them trying to swindle us out of this exchange deal, is it? Because of all the stupidity that's being put out there, we're still in good shape as a group, as the Intel group?
Well, people are talking about what's being said, but they're not talking about actually moving us to the moon. But I'm just letting you guys know that was their concern. Now, we don't have the same treasurer that we had then. But we do have the same administration that we had
again,
without naming any names. So don't be stupid. So anyway, if we don't, light a match, it can't be no roaring fire, right? So let's not do that.
All right, then. That's all I wanted to say today. So you guys have a good day, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your tenacity in helping us connect the dots. Good morning to you, and good afternoon to you, Ray. I'm looking at, you've referenced in your opening comments the fact that the Iraqi papers and the press, news media, they keep referring to Kazemi's comments of it's time to implement. I heard you say that he's now saying it is happening. I'm curious to know, with respect that this has been really dragged out for so long, the reaction of the Iraqi people, are they tending at this particular point to be, I'll believe it when I see it, or are they starting to get antsy at this stage? What's their reaction? I asked that of you a lot because I'm curious how the people are responding.
And that's important because when they respond so that we know it, it's not going to be good unless we ask an announcement. So there's no riots. There's no demonstrations. There's nobody in the street. Nobody's playing. All we do see right now is some other members of parliament that are complaining that Al-Kazemi is making things happen for Kurdistan that's not happening for the rest of Iraq. They said, why have you implemented the white paper for them? Why are you sending them another 200 billion dinars, everything that's in the white, but nobody else is getting the benefit of it? So that part they are questioning. And we all know he's from Kurdistan. That's why he's doing it, because, I mean, it's been all the struggles. But no, nothing in the streets at all about them believing it, not. There's no celebrations. They're not jumping up and down. But we remember Monday morning, he was saying they're going to implement it. Now they're saying it's been implemented. He notified all the organizations, the groups, the people to get started with the process. So they can't say we're going to implement it anymore because they're saying it has been implemented. It has begun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You also made reference that the budget had been approved on March 31st and it had the new rate in it. Are they under any sort of, time frame that they need to actually be announcing and implementing within a certain time frame, or can they continue to be doing this in the dark and we don't really know what that rate is? It's like, is there a deadline that they have to come back and announce this and implement on the budget?
Deadline for them because they passed last year's budget, and it passed the budget before this. They just would never implement it. So there is no deadline. They do what they want, but what they got was a workaround where, hey, we're just going to pay 1/12 of what it should be. So nobody knows what it should be because the only one getting paid right now is Kurdistan. Their farmers got paid. Their police officers got paid. Their military. So nobody knows what it is. But the fact of the matter is today when the article says the budget was approved with a new rate on March 31st, and it says with a new rate on March 31st, then we know what we've always been saying. You always say the rate's in the budget. The rate's in the budget. So this is the first time they actually said the rate is in the budget. All right.
And your banking contacts are expecting this mid-month. Your Iraqi people, are they kind of putting a little window on that they too are expecting it by mid-month?
I don't know. I'll tell you tomorrow.
We'll hold you.
They're going to send me a message. So we'll hopefully I'll be able to tell you tomorrow exactly what they're thinking.
Okay. Because, if we do it at this particular point, 10 days from today's date puts us mid-month, and we know that whenever this does happen, 10 days from it, that's when our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be. And I guess time will tell when all this happens. Again, appreciate all your help and tenacity. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. I'm going to share something that came in the mail. A little birdie sent it.
Uh-oh.
It says, Dear Ray, the guys who like to ride bus lady for only $50, I see their 50 and raise them 50. And new price is now $100 to wrap. So this little birdie sent a $100 money order in the mail.
Is she giving out rides now?
I guess you meant, you know, the ride on the bus. God. Yeah, on the bus.
I know.
But now, here's something else. Also, this little birdie threw in. It says, in case you see a toothless crackhead, please help them out. So, in this package,
what
I have two.
Let them ride on the bus?
No, this is something additional. He sent me two parcels, upper parcels. And they're made from Frick International out of Illinois. I mean, high-impact, quality denture material, still sealed in a package. So I guess it's the real stuff. It's, you know, so I guess he says, if I see anybody, like, one partial is four front teeth, you know, it's a set of dentures. And the other one is, looks like two front teeth and three on the side. Let me see, on the right side. It's real and legitimate.
Okay.
I thought it was a joke or something. But it looks like real stuff here. But maybe he's a dentist or something. I don't know. But anyway, in case the bird is listening, just wanted to know we did get that stuff. Thank you.
All right. And we know that Bus Lady's regular donator did donate for her today already. Just so she knows. Everybody want to donate. So,
Erica, you're on.
I'm going to need y'all to just quit fooling with me with this mess.
God.
So now, what was the, what did you read just now? Something about riding the, what?
Is it the guys who like to ride Bus Lady for only $50? See their 50 and raise them 50. The new price is $100 to ride.
Well,
he said ride the bus,
so y'all
lady.
Know,
he didn't say ride the bus. He said
yeah, but think if I meant ride with bus lady. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure it was a clean
it's
thing.
Only
yeah,
been $25. Well, okay. Yeah, I know that's a cheap bus.
Okay, so I'm going to be good today. I'm going to be real good.
Okay, then.
Keep my opinion to myself. Anyway.
Look, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to start letting your husband get on the phone. You going to stand across the room and listen.
All the rides is going to be him riding.
No, just been ride on the bus, ride with the bus.
Hey, she did that to herself.
Okay then. Well, thank you. Whoever sent it, thanks. I appreciate it. Okay, so I do how you guys doing today? I didn't get to ask
I'm
that question.
Fabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Good.
I'm super fantastic. Super
I see.
Fantastic.
I'm glad you stopped singing. I'm like, oh, no. I
got
Well, one thing, Tony, I really appreciate. You won't ever have to hear me send you ask Ray to tell you to sing happy birthday, or I ain't going to send you no text. I would never do that. That would be one less person you have to worry about, because, that ain't going to get you. I'm like, what the heck?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Just play me the birthday song and I'm good. Okay. All right. So I do have some questions. So my first one is that, do you think that the membership for the WTO that Iraq is trying to get into, can that happen way before the end of the year, or it's a process that takes so long for them to be able to get everything done? Why would they not get into it sooner?
They can. And they just put by the end of the year. They could be done in October. They don't know what the new administration is going to do after October the 10th. Are they going to go for it? There was 15 things they wanted done. I don't know how many of them they have done. But they say, hey, can you get it done before the new election? If you can, great. If you can't, then what they put out today, guys, if you didn't know it, and I'll show you, after the election, they're talking about it's going to take them a year to seat a government. Came out said today, we knew it wasn't going to happen in a week, wasn't going to happen in 2 months like ours normally does. They figure after October 10th, it's going to take them a year to come up with a new government. Now, what's the good part about that? What do you think it is? This is the good part. Al Kazemi still gets to be prime minister until they do. He's just still a rentier just like he is right now. But that gives him an additional year. The longer they take, the more things he can continue to decide.
So, in your opinion, do you feel like they're maybe trying to push this out or hold off or could possibly hold off until October, until this election thing? I saw something where I thought I read where they were saying Al Kazemi was now saying he was not going to run again for president. Did you see anything or hear anything like that?
Yep, he said it again yesterday. He said it again this morning.
What is his reason?
He said, I don't have any political party. The people are my party. I'm doing this for the people, not for political purposes. Because he keeps saying he's not going to run, but, you know, who knows what happens over there.
Okay. So, why do you feel... Okay, so what was the amount that you said now they're trying to get up to? Is it 80 billion, 80 million? I didn't hear that part well, so I want to make sure I clarified it before I asked the question.
You 80 said billion is the number they said they wanted to reach. Yep, 80 billion.
And
now,
why
our
that
question
particular
is,
number, in your opinion?
Well, because they had 90 billion in February, with the economy going the way that it was. So they're not saying we got to get back to that 90 billion. First of all, we got to remember this is August, right? And April and May, and even maybe back in November, they said they just needed to get to 70 billion. They said if we can get to 70 billion, we can do what we wanted to do. We could implement the white paper. We can make the changes back then. Well, now they're saying we're at 63 billion. And things are great. They increased our oil production. The price of oil is going up. We have more of a surplus. But they just raised the number up to 80 billion. Could they still do it when they get to 70? Absolutely. Could they just be putting that number out there? We don't know. But we like the fact that they've given us something to look at. 80 billion. Okay. And every month it goes up 10, 20 billion. Well, it could have already went up this month because they said $63 billion in June. They're still saying $63 billion. But where's our new numbers at? They haven't put those out yet.
Because I was going to say, with all the surplus that they have, with the oil being way over the amount that they originally put in the budget, what you know, that just didn't make sense to me as to now they're wanting to raise you know the amount to 80. Crazy. Okay. So
well, a lot of things are happening. So let me say this real quick. There's a lot of articles out where everybody, people who are running, everything else, is now saying there's no justification for the rate. There's no justification for what you did in November. It didn't work. It didn't stop the corruption. The banks and everything are shut down. It's not helping our economy. Change the rate back. And everybody who is running for prime minister are now using that for as a slogan to get elected. If I'm prime minister, I'm going to change the rate. I'm going to change the rate. That's all they're talking about now as they're going around the country, how they're going to change the rate back if they're prime minister.
Okay, so my last question is, so your bank contact did not give you any reason as to why now they're feeling this will go mid-month here in the U.S.?
They did not give me a reason. They didn't say they had a briefing this morning. This is what they were told. They just said they're looking at mid-month. And it would tell me because they're not sitting in the exchange centers, they're not sitting in the call centers, they don't feel like it's going to happen tomorrow, which I can tell you pretty much not going to happen tomorrow.
So now they understand why Texas never went into the banks, because Texas knows something. And we are smart.
Well, Texas ain't even figured out how to pump their tires up yet. Nobody looking at them.
Bester, we were smart enough not to go to the bank and set up that like some foolishness with all that foolishness. No, we're not doing that. We going where we need to go. Okay. All right. Well, those were my questions. Right. Hopefully we see it sooner than later. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, man. Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That old man up there, huh? All right.
I will.
Bye-bye. 360 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Well, I keep coming up with questions. I don't know if that's good or bad, Tony. Probably good.
It's great.
Well,
guess what? Every question you ask, somebody wanted to ask. They just didn't know it. As soon as you ask it, they'd be like, "Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one." Go ahead.
Well, I sometimes wonder myself if I'm asking a good question or not. I guess the first thing that struck me about your opening monologue was this aspect of people being depressed. For a long time, I've dealt with patients that had depression that was overwhelming to them. And I remember hearing one time someone saying that our attitude is the only choice we got. Everything else has a string attached. But how we approach life, how we approach things, is our choice. And to say that sometimes those choices are easy to make certainly is not the case. But I would like to remind all my fellow Denarians that we do have a choice. And the idea that no matter what anybody else says, how we look at life is our choice. And it's either chicken salad or chicken something else, and we have to decide which it is that we want. So anyway, my next question, Tony, is something that I've been pondering a little bit, and I wonder, is it going to be feasible or possible that Iraq can go after Iran for all the money that's been stolen?
If Iraq can go after Iran, well, they might could go after them, but if they felt they could, but, I mean, they couldn't do anything about it. It's not like they got money in other countries that are going to give it to them. You know? So as far as Iran looks, and you got to realize, they can do what we've done, put them on a sanction list, which Iraq would never do. They can go after the individuals like they're doing right now and arresting ministers and finance ministers and bank people, because that's what they've been doing. One guy got 33 years this morning for corruption and stuff that he did with the money. That was the people's money. But, you know, that's just one guy in the line of 10. But they had to give him to get number 9, to get number 8, to get number 7. And they're saying they're doing that now, and they're seeing a result from it. I don't know how. They still got $25 billion that's missing this shit so far in the last 3 months. So it's definitely still going on.
Right. But seems to me it would be possible for them to recover that money. And I think that was an issue they were having with some banks in some countries to get the money returned to Iraq, because the banks that the money was sent to were resisting returning of the money. And that was an article.
Okay, they were they were trying to get the money returned from Iraqi citizens, parliament members, those who stole money. businesses, individuals, not from Iran, because Iran's money is probably in Iran. You know, they're not going to give it back. But all these other people had their money put in banks in other countries. That's what they're tracking and now trying to get back. But they think they're going to get it back.
Sounds like a catch-22. The statement that Kazemi made that it's been implemented, I'm not understanding how on earth that can happen even in their first implementations of it without announcing the rate. That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so they got 100 projects. They've identified the project. Some of the people who were supposed to be running the project haven't even signed off on their paperwork yet because they're doing everything possible to stop it. Some of them haven't set up bank accounts. Some of them haven't even taken bids to get their projects done. And those are things you can start now because when you get to that point, the money's going to be there. But you start, we still got all this to do. And you're letting everybody know the reforms over a five-year period of time. And he said, anybody that thinks it's going to happen overnight is delusional. And that was his words. You are delusional if you think all this can happen overnight. It's not. It's going to take time. So, yes, implement it means guess what? I'm going from Sacramento to L.A., and I just pulled out the driveway. But I got started.
Well, I guess in I get one rationale, I guess, on his part would be the longer that it takes for that stuff to happen, the longer he's prime minister. So,
well, not for that stuff to happen, but if the other guys are right in saying after the election, it's still going to be a year before we have a government, now he can say, okay, now I still got time. It took me this long to get it started. Now I got a year to really get it to work.
Okay. All right. Well, that's my question. And, Ray, I was thinking that sometimes words either omitted or passed over or unspoken can have a lot of implications. And I think Bus Lady was very, what's the word I would put, generous in her ignoring the verbiage at one point or another. Who knows? But
what are you talking about, generous? She calls that mess. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but she can always fall back on the fact she's from Texas. So,
I don't know. Okay. I mean, they do some dumb things in Texas, I guess. But okay.
Well, I think remember, this is Walt Renfro calling from the Caymans, and I just wanted to, again, wish you both all well, and I'll look forward to the call Friday for sure.
Okay.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. 803. Area code, you are on. 803.
Would that be me?
That would be you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastimo. I want to remind you guys that I'm still in the number because I haven't been on any. I've listened, but I haven't been on any recordings, so I have to remind you. But I do have a question, and it has to do with municipal bonds. Would they qualify for a charitable purchase?
No. I have no idea. Oh, there we go.
No, that would not be a charitable purpose. Municipal bonds offer tax-free investing, so you won't have to pay any taxes on the gains. But there won't be a write-off when you make the investment.
Okay, so even though, say, it's for education, they still wouldn't qualify. You just do you get the tax free, but you don't get any additional.
Not to my knowledge, no. Unless you just give them the money,
okay,
and say, here, fix up your city. You don't owe me anything. Now you made a donation that might be tax deductible.
Okay, if it's a donation straight out, then it would qualify. But if it's if a bond is being purchased, then I'm getting something for my money, so it doesn't qualify.
Right, but at least you won't be paying,
okay,
income tax on it. It's, generally, it's tax free.
Okay, that was my quandary, but I thank you, and it's good to talk to both of you. And
okay,
I love you dearly, but
thank,
let's,
you,
get this done.
Yeah,
yes,
let me,
ma'am,
ask you a question, though, because I didn't understand what you were saying in the start. You still haven't been on the recording? Is that what you said?
I haven't talked to you guys or been on any. I've listened. And I listened.
Oh, this is the first time you called in? Is that what you're saying?
No. This is Sugar, Tony. I just have not talked to you in a while. And that's why that's one of the main reasons why I held on this morning, so that I could remind you that I am in the number.
That you're still kicking.
Oh, okay. I got it.
I'm in the good number. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right, Ray. I'm still kicking.
Yeah.
Some days high and some
days
not so high.
I was riding a Texas bus. Yeah, I was riding a Texas bus for a minute, but I'm done with that.
Okay.
I got you.
Well, you gotta bring it on down to Carolina. And
okay.
I still, my offer for gumbo for you still holds. I'll find something else for Ray with his
persnickety
self.
All right. Thank you.
But let's
have
get this
day.
Done, guys. You know, I enjoy you,
ma'am,
but let's get it done, and we can have a different kind of fun.
All right.
There you
sounds
go. We can talk later. Huh?
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye,
guys. Love you. Don't forget to give Dad a hug for me, and I'm out.
Okay. Bye-bye. Let's see. 610, you're next.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray.
G-Man.
Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man in PA.
Hey, sir. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Feeling super fantastic, gentlemen. And it is another dynamite day here in the USA. Long version. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And ladies and gentlemen, when you're making out your checks and money orders, please make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we utilize the Venmo app to do that. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. When you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way, it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
it. All right,
you,
sir. Thank you very much.
All right. You gentlemen are very welcome.
Takes us to 909. Here we go. You are on.
Hello, 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 gentlemen.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning.
All righty. Question, Tony, first. My first one is, you said you had had some stuff for Ray to post. Did you talk about everything that you had asked Ray to post, or are there more things that you missed out or that we're missing out on?
I don't know.
At
you
the
have
beginning
a,
of the
Ray.
Call.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right.
So let me see. Let me see. What did I say? That was Monday, right? Okay. Yeah.
I'm surprised 404 didn't
I think
catch
we did talk
or...
about it. No. Ray was right.
Okay.
Talked about the Jimmy,
yeah.
The meeting.
Okay.
Leaky Mad now calling for removal of the USA rep in the United Nations for saying that the election should be put off. The payment that they made for the Kurds for the $200 billion, and that he was launching. Yeah, we talked about it. We can see it. I'm
just
going to put it in the forum so the people could see it. But anyway, we're good.
Cool. As Tony would say, great.
Okay.
Anyway, I also want to know. Oh, I'm definitely behind the bus lady in the frame of. Like you to death, man. But don't sing. You know you ain't got to do that, bro.
Hey, evidently somebody likes my singing. Because they heard it before, and they asked me to sing them the birthday song. So, it's like that you don't like it, I'm okay with it. But she evidently did. So, like,
no, it's us.
Okay.
No, that's pretty much it. I know that you continue to say, who does that make sense to? And what keeps crossing my mind is some of the stuff that don't make sense to you makes sense to them. Would you agree, or would you say that there's some truth to that?
Okay, listen.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Dinar, this is what is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? This is with the announcement. This is with what banks are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Committee members are saying. Global
right.
Interview. Guys, every time somebody says something, there's a little truth to it. A little truth to it, even if you're the only one that believes it. Because, you
gotcha.
Know, people say things. But this is my thing,
mm-hmm.
okay? I don't have a 154 IQ. I'm telling you guys, I
gotcha.
Don't. Not a genius. I'm not super intelligent, anything else. What I do have is what most
mm-hmm.
of us should have, is good common sense. That
gotcha.
I do have. Now, okay, you can't set my feet on fire, and then I look down and you tell me my feet are on fire. okay? Common sense says, you know, that hot sensation that you feel, that pain that you feel, your feet are really on fire, okay? Now, you can't tell me that our military is going to send me a military escort to go to the bank when they don't even know how much money I have. Or now, they're going to send a Jeep full of soldiers
and,
or a tank, or they're going to have an F-15 fly off from the Air Force base and fly with my car all the way to the bank. That's just stupid.
I agree and hear you. I didn't ask for a rant about
it. I know, but you said it doesn't make sense. Even if they believe it, who in their right mind would believe
the entire government,
every other country, hold on for a second because you started this, that Biden is not the president. That's everything we went through.
Every time he comes on TV,
just hold on for a minute because you started this. Now, in a studio in Atlanta with Tyler Perry actually directing what looks like our government.
Ooh,
I mean, how stupid can you be to be putting out some mess like that and then say Tony's drinking the Kool-Aid from the mainstream media? You're a fucking idiot. That's the problem. Go ahead, sir.
Right.
This is not true.
Anyway. No. I get it. And I definitely apologize to the rest of the callers for that. But I was saying specifically when, you know, and maybe I should have been more specific as to when the RV is actually going. That's what I was referring to.
Let me tell you this.
But
nobody knows when the actual moment is going to happen.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Well, not nobody, but there's at least four people that know. Gotcha. I'm just not one of them. And neither are none of these other idiots. And guess what? We're not going to know when it actually happens until it happens.
Correct.
Nobody's going to tell you that 3 o'clock this evening the RV is going to actually happen. If they do, you look them right in the face and say you're full of shit because they don't know that far in advance. Sorry, you guys got me cooking today. They don't even make any sense to tell somebody tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock the RV is going to kick off. If it is tomorrow morning at 8, it's because it happened at 6. Or it happened at 5 before. Not because it's happening at 8. Because nobody's going to tell you, me, and 10 million other people a day before it happens. 5-6 hours before it happens. It's not going to work like that. Okay?
You got it. Alrighty. Again, I apologize for those that, you know, that might have heard you ranting.
Yeah, you said it all.
But I didn't mean in that fashion. But anyway, okay. I got what I got, and I appreciate you all as always. And keep on doing the job.
All right, thank you, sir.
Great job.
I appreciate it.
All right, sir.
All right.
Take care. 762.
Yeah, I'm trying to give you guys the right information. But I'm gonna give you the good, bad, and the ugly. I mean, we get it all right here. All right, who's next? Good morning.
762. 762. 215.
Come on, don't be scared.
Okay. 801 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Renfro Brothers. How are you?
Greetings. Hey there.
I'm super fantastic.
To the nth degree. Good. And yourself.
To the nth degree. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Hey, really quick, long time listener, been around this thing about 13 years, and I'm not a guy who wants to call and say, hey, I donate, I have a job, blah, 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 but I've been donating for the longest time for equivalent to about a million VND. And so, for the people that don't have the money, great. But for the guys that do, and they're out still, well, you can't buy currency right now, at least BND from Chase. But if people are out buying the currencies and still not donating, then get off the free train. You know what I mean? So, anyway, I just had to throw that in for everybody. Just saying, you know, if you keep buying currency and not willing to donate, then that's not right. So, there you go.
Okay, but actually, let me do this for you, though, real quick. Hey, somebody actually sent me a text this morning and told me they bought, I think, 25 million dong yesterday. So somebody is selling it. There's somebody out there selling it. All right, go ahead.
Okay, good. I'm going to start looking again. So the thought of the day is we're spending a lot of time talking about these other proclaimed guru jerks that are talking smack out there. But my thought is, where's our responsibility to quit listening to them? Because it sounds like we just, even the guys that write in that have been around for as long as I have, and many people are listening to them, then we all want to come talk about it. How about if we all just stop listening to these guys like a three-year-old throwing a tantrum? If we just quit, if we ignore them, they're going to stop throwing tantrums. You know, anyway. Why are we still listening to anybody else? I understand if somebody else will go gather more information, but anyway, thoughts on that?
And that's the reason. Listen, I'm not ever going to say that, guys, because I told you 13 years ago if you hear, you should listen to everybody because God knows I don't know everything because I don't know everything. And some people come up with things and people send it back to me and say, I don't know, but let me go find out because I didn't hear this or I didn't hear that. But I can go find out and see if it's true. That much I know I can. But I'm just saying you've got to, as an individual, and that's part of your right, look and say, does this make sense? Does this person even makes sense? And if 90% of what they're saying doesn't even make sense, I mean, not even common sense, then can I believe the 10%? Are they setting me up for something in the future? If they're telling me I got to go sign into this link that they're going to send, or this number, or I got to give them the serial numbers off of my currency, or I got to give them all my banking information before I even go to our, guys, that doesn't make good common sense to anybody. This guy is taking advantage, or these people are putting it out of somebody, and somebody's going to do it. I know they're going to do it, and I feel sorry for them, but after all we said, then, okay. If that's what you choose to do, that's on you. So I don't mind you go listen to people, because some tenth or percent of it, whatever, may make sense. I can't say, hey, listen to Tony, because Tony does not know everything about everything. Now, Ray know a lot of stuff.
I don't know everything. Yeah, there he does.
You know, we just do what we do. Okay.
Well, okay. I appreciate that. And Ray, everybody doesn't even know how much time Ray spends, and it is millions of hours. So, Ray, I really appreciate everything you do. It's a lot of work to do what you do. I appreciate it, but I don't know. I just really appreciated Walt the other day with his comment a week or two ago, and he said, nothing ever good comes from lifting a skunk's tail and sticking your nose under there, and yet everybody wants to keep sticking their nose under there every other week, and I just don't understand it. So, gentlemen, I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
754, area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray, from cloudy, dismal South Florida. Been a while since I've been on. Doctor's appointments on call days are the wrong thing.
Okay, good morning.
I just wanted to give a quick comment on the beginning of the call. To me, those people are like reading comic books. Anyone who says that John F. Kennedy Jr. is still alive and in hiding and they're bringing him out when the RV happens to teach the people who are denarians not to listen to them, because that's been going on those from those people for the last 2 years. He never died. They're going to bring him out when Trump comes back into power. So that
Trump got 48 hours.
Yeah, well, JFK is coming out of hiding.
August 6th is the day, you know, like guy rise from the ashes, so we're going to see what happens. Anyway,
right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
One of my questions is, the UN changes its rates on the 15th of the month. Could that have anything to do with them saying it's the 15th of the month?
I don't know, because they didn't give me an explanation this morning. They just said, hey, everybody is looking toward the middle of the month, because they didn't say the exact 15th. They just said the middle of the month. Could be, now that everything's done in Washington, everything's announced, that the white paper, economic reforms and it says administrative reforms have begun. I don't know. Even like I said, when they went to the meeting with Biden, I don't know how long it's going to take to dot the I's, cross the T's, and implement everything that they agreed on. But he's saying it's been implemented. Well, what part do we get to, let's change the rate? I don't know. I wish I did. But they're saying they're looking toward the end of the month, I mean the middle of the month.
All right. Now, if it's the CBI and we have to let it go, can we tell the CBI it's time to let this go? Can they tell us it's time to let this know? How do you coordinate between Iraq and here, since our values, the value of the American dollar is going down, and they just keep spending money that the government doesn't really have, because people are getting letters already that they're not getting tax refunds because the government doesn't have the money to give them any tax refunds. So when do they coordinate this? Exactly how can this happen with our country
and
our treasury being behind it?
Okay. In Iraq, they're telling everybody, Parliament doesn't have the power or authority. CBI and the Minister of Finance, because now they're saying it's two of them, they have the power to change the rate or when. CBI has already told us when they're going to change the rate, when it was secure and safe over there, right? For the government.
Mm-hmm.
That supposedly, that's right now. They're saying they could do that right now. The problem is they're fighting their own officials, Democrats, Republicans. Al Kazemi says, I want to do it. Half of them say, yeah, let's do it. The other half are saying no, because we're still stealing the money. We don't know. And that was in the last call. The guy who is the Minister of Finance, CBI, if they're really Iranian shields, like some people say they are, Iranian shields, they're going to do it when Iran says, okay, let's do it, because the U.S. removed the sanctions now. We don't need your money. Let's do it. Or are they going to be in such a predicament, which they could be, you know, after the election on the 10th, Al Kazemi could fire both of them because there's no government to stop them. He can replace both of them and then go ahead and make a decision if it gets that far, like they could do it before. Will they do it when the U.S. tells them to do it? That's what we know. The U.S. has stopped them from doing it, so we know they want to do it, and they've attempted to do it, but the U.S. has stopped them from doing it. Can the U.S. force them to do it? I don't know. I never asked that question, never seen it, but why would they want to force somebody who wasn't ready?
Is it possible that this could just go on and on and on like I've had for the last 12 and a half years? They go to the elections, there's no government, that becomes the new excuse not to do it. Kazemi doesn't want to be president, they got to form a new parliament, then it's a whole new round, then it's a new budget, even though they passed the 2021, if they never implement it. Can we just keep going and going the way we are? Because the people in Iraq, the bulk of them now, if they're not really old, they don't remember the glory days from the 1990s and the turn of the century when Iraq really had money. They're so accustomed to poverty and not having anything that it's like a Pavlov's dog at this point. They're just broken down into what they've got, and they're, as much as they want more, well, this is the way it is, and we can't change it. Could we keep going on and on the way we are?
Okay. The people who don't know any better are all 13 years old because it's been in the last 13 years. So they're not really making any decisions. They're not paying any bills. They're not deciding what's for dinner, breakfast. They're not deciding if you go to the mall or anything else. They're all 13 years old. Yes, this is the world they know. Everybody else older than that knows a different world because they knew when Saddam Hussein was there, when life was good, when there wasn't bombs in the streets, everything else. The people who are making the decision know that life was better before the U.S. invaded. So those people are there, and they're the ones that's determining. The only problem is the rich are getting richer right now, or the crooked politicians are taking advantage of everybody else. So we can't say they don't know. Now, could it continue? I can't tell you no. They have to do it by Friday. They got to do it by November 1st. They got to do it by February 1st, 2022, because the situation is fluid. It changes, and yes, it could. It could go on and on and on. Is that realistic, though? Can they survive with it going on and on and on without? Because we don't, in November, it may be like last November when they got a body out. Want to get him out. They need to destroy the whole country, period. And then they say, we got to do it. So it can go on as long as the people let it go on. But if they say that Al-Khomeini didn't do what he said he was going to do last year with the white papers, he didn't change anything because he did that October of last year. Come October, there's no changes. Okay, then why should we believe you again? Why should we even pay attention to this? Now things can change, and the citizens are going to be in uproar and force things to change. So I think it's going to go on, no. Again, they got these countries to come back in, sign these memorandums of understanding, commit this money. They just got the U.S. to commit hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuilding their cities, their schools, their livelihood. Well, they're not going to keep doing that. I mean, that just doesn't go on forever. So, no, I don't think it'll go on forever. I think this is their best opportunity to see a future is right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you for answering my questions. As you know, Friday is Mahjong Day, so I won't be here. But I guess we will be back on Monday, but hopefully not. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Thank you both. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
507, area code, you are on.
Yes. My birthday is on the 5th. How can I request the birthday song? Should I request it the day before or the day after?
Well, we always do
on the day of.
So,
right.
Happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, thank you. Happy birthday to you. That's all you get.
Well, it's appreciated. And I did want to, you know, they were the RV was looking to happen around the 15th of last month. Why didn't it?
Well, they didn't let it go. You know, I can't tell you that any one person stopped it or anything else. I'm going to say they had a meeting, they came to agreements, they got new agreements with everybody. And, you know, hopefully we'll see it this month because we were supposed to see it by the end of the month. That didn't happen. And nobody's putting anything out right now except for the bank this morning who said they think we'll see it by the middle of the month.
Well, I wish it would happen soon because we keep on playing the same game going through over and over again with anticipation and expectations. Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Well,
thank you, sir.
Thank you for your work. It's appreciated.
Okay. All righty.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
972.
Hey there. Danny and Dennis.
Hey,
yeah.
Danny.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's another busy day. I didn't get on until about 25 minutes in, so I missed much of your stuff. But I'll listen to the recording. We've already talked about disappointment and frustration. And middle of the month is just another target date. I'm content with that. Do you have any wisdom, Ray or Tony, about your perspective as you adjust your thinking in this situation? Any change in perspective on your part?
No, not for me.
Guys, I never do. And first of all, you got to realize what I say all the time, guys. I get phone calls all day long. I get phone calls, believe it or not, I catch at 12 o'clock, 1, 2 in the morning. This is what I just got. This is what we're looking at, you know. And sometimes I always say, will you turn that phone off, please? I'm like, okay, because even keeping me woke. So, you know, you guys ride this slow roller coaster. I ride it all day long, up and down, here and there. So, again, I have key indicators that I look for now that I know this is when I should get excited. When these four guys call me, okay. Other than that, it's pieces of the puzzle. It's things I know that have to be accomplished for it to happen. And they could surprise me at any moment and actually, boom, do it. But when I'm actually high or looking for it, it's when those four people say, this, 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 this. Okay, I'm sorry now. Now I should start paying attention. Or if I'm going to get the 800 numbers and those kind of things. But what the rest of the information does, it allows me to know, first of all, that this is true because I see what's being built. It lets me know they haven't changed direction because we're moving from one level to the next to the next. And it lets me know that we are definitely coming to the end because there's nothing else to do. Just buy our time. So that's the purpose of doing the calls, of getting the calls, of even getting the information to keep me on track, not to get me to the celebration because I know that part's not coming yet until I get the 800 of them. So I'm not looking every morning, every day for that. So I'm still calm whenever it comes up. Whenever they add another 15 days, I say, well, I waited 13 years, so what's 15 more days? I don't care what I said the other day. This is August. If it took till January, it's still a shorter time to wait than what I have waited. I'm certainly not going to sell my currency. I'm not going to give it back. And I'm not getting off the train. But I'm riding to the end. So I learned it over time to do that. Do I still have to live life every day? And I do every day because tomorrow is not promised to anybody. So I live life every day. So no, did my perspective change because it didn't happen? The only thing that changed was I woke up on the first and I said, damn, Danny's depressed. What can I do?
I'm glad I came to mind, but it's a funny thing now. Oh my, yeah. We'll let that ride. Couple of things that I did catch. Is it your opinion at this point that Al-Kazimi will probably be the prime minister
for another year? Simply because
for another
we've
year.
All experienced okay. How long. Yeah, not that he gets reelected because he's not running.
Right.
But it's
right.
Going to take them that long to decide who the
gotcha.
New prime minister is.
Okay, well, that explains that then. I didn't put it together, but it's going to take him that long, and he'll just be the temporary prime minister, continuing his
just like
his
he
service.
Is now, right?
Yeah.
He's just temporary
yeah,
right
you.
Now. It'll just continue.
All right. And the word implement, you seem to suggest, I'm sounding like 404 now, you seem to suggest in your monologue that it is implemented, and these are the words that he is using. you mentioned the $200 billion that's going to Kurdistan or went to Kurdistan. How come everybody else is not getting paid? It is implemented. That doesn't seem like it could linger that long. We talked about the World Trade or World Bank and all that sort of thing, the requirements for that, the 10 or 14 of them, that things that need to be done. That might take longer than the implementation of the white paper. Is that a problem if they're not a member of the World Bank and they implement and we see the rates and the rates are applied to us before their membership in the World Bank takes place? Is that a problem?
Okay, hold on. So, yeah, so we cleared out. We're talking about WTO, the World Trade Organization.
Yeah. Oh, the World Trade.
And they have 14 things. Yeah, that's okay. So everybody's on the same page. Things they need to accomplish to become members. And one of them is to change their rate, have an international rate. So they're saying hopefully that will happen by the end of the year is what the WTO is saying, not what Iraq is saying. They're saying hopefully it will happen by the end of the year. They'll get all this done, but if not sooner. So that's a great thing. When he say he implemented something, again, it's no different than you saying, hey, I'm going to take a walk down to the park to tell your wife, and you take a step out the door. Then you've implemented your walk, right? I started Who knows how long before I complete it? They're saying the white papers, even though started, it's going to take 5 years to complete. So the fact that I just took the first step, and we're not even clear what that is because we just took it 2 days ago and and telling everybody, get started. Line up your duck.
Okay.
Get your projects ready. Make your contract. We're getting ready to go. And he said he put it out there to every organization that's involved. It has been implemented. Get started.
Good. Okay. So World Bank, doesn't have to happen long after the revaluation takes place. They just won't do it unless the revaluation is in place. And the implementation.
It's one of the requirements they need to
get to the
World Trade Organization. Okay? Yeah.
All right. And then the other thing I guess that's encouraging by these pieces falling together is if it doesn't happen before they have the election, then we're screwed. And that's just crazy. So it has to happen before then. We've talked a lot about reasonable expectations for the last 13 years. and even though they were very reasonable, nothing happens. So I'm prepared to think about reason and then back off and see what really happens. So it could happen in the next 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 days.
I'm going to clarify something because of what you just said so everybody understands.
Okay.
First of all, could it go all the way through the election? Absolutely. Does it make sense? I wouldn't play with that. Now, I say it can go through the election because everybody who's running for prime minister now is using it as part of their election jargon, slogans, saying, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to change the rate. I'm going to force them to do that, the ones that are. So if we look at it and say, okay, well, they plan on it not happening till after the election, or they wouldn't be saying that. Now, does it mean we have to wait till then? No. But that's what they're doing right now. But Al Kazemi is coming out saying that, hey, these guys are just saying that to get you to like them. They're just saying that because they know they're talking to the poor people who need this.
Yeah.
Because they're part of the crooks. And he's in it. They are the actual crooks who are running, who are stealing your money. So they're just using this slogan. Could he have it changed before then to take that away from them? It could happen. Is the plan to do that? I don't know. The banks are looking for it. Treasury said it was there. They've been waiting. They all said it was already supposed to happen any minute now. Now we're at the middle of the month. Is it supposed to be this confusing Absolutely. It's supposed to be this confusing, so we just wake up one morning and there it is. But we got to look at what I told you before and said, we know it's going to happen. We just don't know when. And we know we're going to benefit from it.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, I was just thinking as you took us down that little trail, that's as reasonable. And if I had kept a filing cabinet full of the reasonable expectations, I'd get another guy. It's just that much. Okay, well, I've been hearing a lot about Corona stuff in Florida and Texas being the chief offenders right now. I'd like to put plus situation there. They represent, Florida and Texas represent, I think I heard 1/3 of the total, but you guys know
85%.
Okay.
85%.
But listen to this. The border with Mexico, 2/3 of it is Texas. So is there a reason why COVID might be high in Texas? Nobody's checking people as they come across, and God bless them. I'd probably do the same thing if I were there, but my goodness, it's not that bad here. Once we get this stuff under control,
okay,
maybe
Danny,
that'll happen. Yeah.
All right, Danny, listen. All right, so that's your reason in Texas. Do you have a reason for it being in Florida?
Well, no, I don't. But
okay, so Danny,
notice,
let me give you something that will, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Texas doesn't have, I mean, Florida doesn't have a border where Mexicans are coming across, or aliens, or anybody else
right.
that are coming across bringing it in. But they have a higher rate than Texas, or the same rate. So what is the common factor between Texas and Florida?
Well, if it is this.
People aren't getting vaccinated. That's the common factor. People aren't getting vaccinated. So it's growing. And I don't understand, because one thing we've been taught since we went to grade school is numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie.
Yes.
People lie, but numbers don't lie.
I had my grandson working
with
me.
I'm not
going to
get all into it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had my grandson working with me today. He got a call from his mama. She lives in Maryland, and she was wanting him to listen. You got to get that vaccination. He said, "I'll do that when Papa gets his." And he came in and he told me that. And I said, "You told her what? You'll get it when Papa gets his vaccination." Well, I got that about 4 months ago. And he looked at me and said, "Well, I'll always go to my dad. I'll just tell her I'll get it when my dad does it." So he's looking for excuses, that's for sure. But he's young. He's
okay, but remember
years old,
this.
Strong.
But you got to tell him, Dan. Are you also going to get COVID when your dad gets it? Anyway.
Good point.
It's just a comment. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, we almost got political there, didn't we? I better get off the call.
Everybody do what they do, and you get what you get. So, anyway.
That's right.
We'll go
All
on.
Right. Appreciate you guys. See you later.
All right. Thank you,
sir.
All right.
We're past the bottom half of the hour.
You got to turn it up. Look. All right. All right, guys. Absolutely everything. News that's coming out, that's being blasted out, is good news. I'm telling you. Nothing evil said bad. I don't care. There's no reason not to have the rate back anymore. They should get it up as fast as possible. The fact that the white paper is being implemented, we know nothing can be accomplished without there being an actual rate change to come up with the money. Because the country's not giving them money. The investors aren't coming in until the rate changes. So nothing in the white paper can happen. It can get implemented, but as far as taking off, nothing happens. So we are looking good. Banks are looking for the middle of the month. As soon as I hear from my guys at the Treasury in Iraq, which is hopefully later today, we'll tweet it out and Hopefully Ray will put it in the form, but we'll get it to you so we can get an update going. If not, I'll talk to you on Friday. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray. It's all on you.
All right. Keep believing, folks. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the you guys want me to sing?
Oh,
I believe the rain will go away.
I can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Oh, you gotta believe.
I believe.
The chapter will bow down.
I
your time. remember this, your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away. Clouds have moved. I believe about your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We are out of here.